for tuning in to another episode of the podcast, You Shall Know the Truth, and the Truth Shall Set You Free. It's your brother, Givenson, and I would like to welcome you again to this podcast, because this is the podcast where not only we speak the truth, but we speak the raw truth and nothing but the truth, so that you may be set free. Today, the topic that we're going into today of discussion is the power of words and the tongue. When we look, depends what you subscribe to, but the great book says that the creator of the world, of the universe, spoke everything into existence. So in the same book, the same chapter in Genesis, it says that we are made in his image. So if the creator, in whose image we are made, spoke everything into existence, that means also our words have power, and we have the ability to speak things into existence also. The same book says, as a man thinketh, so he shall be. That's why today we're living in a very dangerous time where our thoughts are being held captive by various diverse suggestions, opinions, and emotions that we encounter through social media and the TV programming. Yes, I did say it. There's a reason it's called TV programming. That's why the Bible says we must guard our ears, our eyes. Because before you can speak something, it must first be filtered through the thought process. And that's why the great book says, as a man thinketh, so he shall be. Because your thoughts shape your perception, it shapes your actions, and yes, it shapes your speech. So, why does the book says to guard your ears? Because the ears is a portal. It receives and hears information, and then it's processed in your mind. And by the way, your mind is in your soul. That's why it's so important to program your mind. Because he that controls the mind controls the individual. Because if I can shape your thoughts, I can also control your actions. So today, as we're speaking about this, we're living in a world, in a time where our opinions, even our emotions, our reactions are being controlled by what we are consuming on television, on the web, on social media. So that's why we must be very careful, because our nature, which is within us, within our soul, we are little gods in ourselves. So we must guard our tongues, And watch what we say. Because when we speak, we are putting things into motion in the atmosphere. So be careful what you say. If you speak optimistically, you will see your life positive, and positive things will happen in your life, and you will draw positivity. But if all you're consuming and digesting is negativity, you will think negative, and your speech will start to produce negative words. And you will be speaking that into the atmosphere. And that will take shape and form. And that's why many people wonder, why all this negative and drama surrounds me, is in my life? All this negativity, as far as the people that I encounter, my interactions are negative. My experiences have been negative. Is because what you're consuming and what you're regurgitating is negative. So today I encourage you all to do your best. Guard your ears, guard your eyes to what you're listening, what you're watching. And when I say guard your ears, music you're listening to has an impact on your thoughts, your emotions. Did you know that music has the power to affect and impact your mood, your emotions, your thoughts, your experiences? Music in itself can transport you in time to a previous place, memory, and even a person or people. So we must consume positivity and empowering music. That's why, as I look at the youth today, the youth are misguided. They're being misled through this microwave generation. I call it a microwave generation because this generation wants everything now, on demand and fast. No patience. And anything that comes quick is not worthy of you having. Rome wasn't built in a day. So we must take our time to research what we're listening to, what we're watching, what we're consuming, and even our children, most importantly, so that the generations that are to come, the next generation, will be a wiser generation. I remember growing up, there was a commercial that I used to watch all the time. It came on TV almost every hour when I was watching TV. They would show you a frying pan and they would show you the eggs. An egg frying, and they said, this is your brain on drugs. And they would tell you the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And your mind is. The mind is very powerful. Our wills is in our mind. So whatever you put your mind to, whatever you think on, you meditate upon, it will shape your speech, your action, your surroundings, your relationships, and even your future. So after today, I hope this word would penetrate your mind, your soul, so that you can make wiser decisions and choices on what you are consuming as far as media, music, movies, because these things all affect your divinity. Till next time, it's your brother Givenson. Peace.